Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is the last episode with Daniel Herr. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Hi, Sammy.
Well, thanks so much for the previous two episodes. It was great to listen to your personal story, and also it was very exciting to hear you about your ministries.
Okay.
So in this last episode, we normally ask about future vision for next generation Asian Americans.
Okay.
I'm very excited to hear your perspective. So what are the potentials for next generation of Hmong Americans or Asian Americans to advance God's kingdom?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question, especially when posed towards someone who is Hmong or has been in the Hmong churches. I think there's great potential. You know, I like to share that. You know, I love my dad's generation, but their generation didn't speak English well. You know, they were the first to come here to the United States, and they did a wonderful job building our churches and reaching out to the Hmong community. But someone who grew up here or was born and raised here, you know, obviously we can speak English a lot better than our parents. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to see that God has called us to bless the world, mm-hmm. To wherever God may call us. I think for many of us, even myself, something that we fight is that are we too comfortable in our Hmong churches? Mm-hmm. Are we too comfortable just with our Hmong friends, people who, you know, we share the same food, we like the same food, we like these same topics, we share the same culture, or is God calling us to move out of our comfort zone, mm-hmm. and to just talk to the person across the street from your church, who isn't Hmong, and to build a relationship with them? And so it's still something that I think many of our Hmong American Christians, we still need to work on, but I've been hearing great things from others in ministry and other churches that they are beginning to reach out to their community as a whole, to share the gospel and to really be a force for whoever is in their community, whatever skin color that person may be.
Mm. What keeps the next generation from living that potential?
Yeah, I think the next generation would be just not trusting in the Lord and feeling that it's just too alien to kind of break out of our Hmong community. I think what they need to realize is that when we put ourselves in an uncomfortable situation, maybe even in a risky situation, that's when we truly feel the power of God work through us. If we're always comfortable, you're not gonna, I don't believe you're gonna feel the power of God working in you. And so, yeah, this generation, I think we need to just have uncomfortable conversations with neighbors, have uncomfortable conversations with coworkers, and to realize that it's not the end of the world to have an uncomfortable conversation, but to build through that, build solid relationships, and to transition that to sharing the word of God in a very honest and a very confident way, and just let the Holy Spirit work in that person. The Holy Spirit will lead many people to Christ.
Mm, wow, that's great. That's great. In the previous episode, you mentioned about the leadership transition, probably the biggest need among American churches. Mm-hmm. Now, how can the first generation help the next generation to grow as spiritual leaders?
I think the first generation, I think they can help by realizing that, you know, the church is not about us. It's not about you. It's not about me. We shouldn't want the church to cater to my personal preferences. I may like a certain style of preaching. I may like a certain style of music, or I may like a certain style of worship. But to realize that the church belongs to God, and honestly, the church belongs to those who still need the church, and to realize that you know, I'm going to break away from something that's not comfortable, that's different from me, and try to embrace something that's new, and just to trust in the Lord, even though that new way of doing worship or that new way of singing might feel strange to me. So that would probably be the advice that I would give to somebody older, somebody in the first generation category of Hmong people in ministry.
Mm-hmm. How can the next generation to help Hmong churches to continue to grow?
I think we need to have ownership. Mm-hmm. I think we need to see that this, yes, this is God's church, but this is my church also, mm-hmm. that I'm responsible for this church. I need to give sacrificially to this church. I need to see these people as my people. And I think from that, you know, obviously God will give a pastoral heart to many people, even people who may not be a full-time pastor, that God will just give you a pastoral heart to love after these people, people who are sliding away, people who are fading away, that you would go after them. I think young people need to, not be passive. I think, as I said before, take initiative. I think one thing that I've seen that's been a struggle is maybe those of my generation will want the church to move in this direction. Mm-hmm. Maybe we want the church to be more community oriented. But if we can't get everybody to come aboard in this direction, we just get frustrated and we just back out. In that sense, I think we're a little bit too community-minded. Mm-hmm. Yes, Hmong people usually want to do things in community. That's kind of our natural default. But mm-hmm. in a certain sense, we need to be more individualistic, mm-hmm. to where, okay, if nobody wants to join me, if the majority of the church doesn't want to join me in being evangelistic or have an evangelistic fervor, then it's just going to be me and my buddy or my or two, three people. We're just going to do it. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be more individualistic in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good. Now, how can the next generation Hmong Americans impact world missions and other races in the United States?
They can definitely do great impact. And I was born here and raised here, and I grew up in Hmong churches, but from what I've seen on these younger people, I want to share, I kind of made this ministry my own, but there's a church nearby, not a church, I'm sorry, there's a school, a Bible college in Georgia called Toccoa Falls College, smaller school, but it's very popular amongst young Hmong people. Mm-hmm. They've got about maybe 50 or so Hmong people that go there. Mm-hmm. And God just really impressed it upon me a couple of years ago to go out there and to visit them, to encourage them, build relationships with them, to kind of be a bridge for them, mm-hmm. and the older Hmong pastors like myself. But I would encourage them to you continue to just see the whole world as your mission field, and to trust in the Lord. And yes, God may take a young Hmong person away from his Hmong church, and you might not eat your good Hmong food again. You might not eat papaya salad or curry noodle soup. But those might be things that we just have to sacrifice.
That's a big sacrifice.
Yes. Yeah, imagine not eating your favorite favorite foods for a long time. But I've seen great promise in these younger men, younger women. They feel more comfortable with just the majority culture than me. They can walk into a room of, majority Caucasian people or majority Hispanic or African American and feel more comfortable, feel more at ease, whereas someone like me who grew up in the Hmong church and grew up with mostly Hmong friends, I still feel a little bit uncomfortable, but that's something God's working with me. Mm.
Okay. What do you see God would do among Hmong people next 5 to 10 years?
I think what's really been lacking would probably be discipleship. And I think that's the thing that's gonna explode or grow or what I hope will grow. And even talking to our older Hmong pastors, maybe they may have a different perspective, but from what they have shared with me is ministry was just kind of the school of hard knocks. I remember talking to a pastor, and I asked him about his internship when he was in Bible college, and he said it was just, you do this and I'll see you at the end of the summer. Take care of these responsibilities and see you at the end of the summer. And he's like, that's just how things are, Daniel. Maybe, I'm not in that, I can't put myself in those shoes, in that culture, no matter how hard I try. I'm part of this newer, younger American culture. But I see God really impressing it upon my generation, people who are in their 30s or late 30s or early 40s, to really not be so selfish with our time, to pray about it and see if there's a young man, me being a man, see if there's a young man that stands out at our church or in our ministries, and take him out to eat. If for my wife, it'd be, pray about it and see if there's a young woman, take them out to eat, do a little Bible study with them. Mm-hmm. Take them out to go prayer walking. You may not share the gospel, but just show them, this is how I pray over these houses. Or maybe you might walk past an elementary school, and this is how I pray over at this elementary school, that these children might come to know the Lord. And for these younger people, just to see how we carry ourselves, to see our faults, to see our passions, I think that's going to be a big part of discipleship and what we need to focus on here and into the next generation.
Wow. Well, Daniel, it is very, very exciting to hear your vision and passion, but also practical steps that you already mentioned for local churches to participate God's work. So as I'm hearing, that you mentioned about the specific needs among churches, but also I can see that that's pretty general for many Asian churches, that there is a huge need of the leadership transition and also the discipleship. So I really hope and pray that this podcast would be used for not only for Hmong Americans, but for other minority groups in America and possibly in other countries as well. The diaspora, I think the diaspora are very specific people that God has called to be in both culture, to bridge and but for the purpose of sharing the gospel for all nations to hear him. So that's great. Thank you, Daniel, so much for sharing your stories. Well, listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.